Today on the Trending 55 newsroom, we are speaking with Cassidy Yasinski, the winner, or the nominee, I should say, for the Edwin Parr Educational Award for 2020 for Zone 1. And first-year teacher getting that, Ms. Yasinski, you got to be overwhelmed.
Yes, for sure. It's definitely been a very busy year, but I am so grateful and honored to be nominated for this award.
I look up and I saw some of the comments and the letters of support, and I mean, when I hear things like role model, mentor, not just teacher, role model, mentor, like what does that mean to you when these are things that your students are saying about you?
It's pretty special to hear those things coming from the kids. Definitely one of my favorite things about being a teacher is building the relationships with the kids. They make my job so much fun, and so it's definitely pretty special to hear those things coming from them.
Now, I was more of, like, I would guess the, I was more into letters and numbers back in the day, and I know that, obviously, science and math involves a lot of numbers. I guess one of the things you do, because they talk about fun, what are some things you try to do to make it fun in the classroom? Because I know that watching some of those letters, all the students unanimously say, Ms. Yasinski makes it fun.
Well, I guess just trying all sorts of different activities. Being my first year, I'm obviously everything I'm trying is new, but the kids are great with letting me try so many different activities and games and group work and technology and just incorporating everything that I can. The kids are really great at letting me try that with them, and they have fun with me as we try it together.
All right, Ms. Yasinski. Also, one of the things that's very interesting is that I'm sure none of us have seen anything kind of change the world in such a quick period of time like the COVID crisis has. Talk about how you've had to adjust kind of helping out with your students, because even in their comments, they said that some of the parents had even mentioned that during this pandemic, you were very supportive of students and still able to help them out. How did your world change in terms of teaching when things started going on lockdown?
Well, it's definitely turned into a very interesting time to be a first-year teacher, but basically just trying my best to keep that communication open, but it's definitely tough. I'm missing the kids a lot, and I can tell that they are missing our regular classroom things as well. I've been trying to keep some sort of routine with them so that they kind of know what to expect when it's such an unpredictable time right now, but still trying new things and still keeping that as much of our regular routine and trying new things while we're moving on with this new learning situation too. The kids have been really great at that, and just, yeah, communication has been huge, but it's also been the toughest part.
No doubt about it. So I guess safe to say, and no one knows what's going to happen down the road, but if as things start easing up, I guess when that time comes to open up the classroom again and welcome the students back, and you can't wait to do that, I'm assuming, eh?
Oh, absolutely. I would be so lucky again if I had the opportunity to teach at Glen Mary next year, and so it would be definitely a very exciting time to have the kids back in the classroom. I'm really looking forward to that time.